Okay, so the next paragraph in the Shema is V'hayayim Shamoya Tishmu El Mitzvoysai, which what that means is it's the first parasha is in Parashas V'eschanan. This parasha of Shema is in Parashas V'ekev. And Pashtos, it's Midiraisa to read the first two parashas twice a day. Both parashas are the Me'ak of each other, they're not Me'ak of each other, there's a whole sugya.
Not all the parashas?
The first two are Deraisa, yeah. And the last one is Deraisa for a different reason, because you're supposed to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Ikar Kriyashma is these two psukim, these two parashas. Now, literally what this means is, V'hayayim Shamoya Tishmu El Mitzvoysai, if you listen to my mitzvahs, that I command you to do, and you'll love Hashem, and you'll serve him, then you'll get all the good stuff. And if you don't, then you won't, then all the good stuff will be taken away. Right? His shomru lachem, it's gonna get to your head, and then you're gonna lose it all. And then it goes back and says, Vasamtem is Dvarayel, and continue doing the mitzvahs. This is the what the parsha says. So just as an overview, number one, what's the Seder Adavar in these two parashas? The Mishnah in Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel, asks the Kasha, the Lechora, what is the Seder Adavar in these two parashas? Tosfos asks, what's the question? It makes sense anyway to do it in this order, because chronologically in the Torah they're in this order. So Tosfos says, but it would have made more sense maybe to say the second one first, because it's Belashon Rabbim. If you notice, the second parasha is Blush and Rabbim.
It
says,
because
it's said to the entire nation. It says, "Ulavdoi b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem," all of you. Then the ahavta is Yalash and Yachid, and therefore it would have made sense maybe to go from the rabbin, you're speaking to everyone, and then go speak to the individuals. So that was why the Mishnah asked the Kasha, why Taka do we say in the other order? Why do we say Shema first? So the Mishnah answers, because lahakdim kabbalas ol malchus shemayim to kabbalas ol mitzvahs. That means the first parsha is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which means that you're Mekabel Hashem as the Melech, and as we spoke out, it means the Melech, and that everything I do is to remind myself that really he's in charge. He's in charge of the Malchus. He's in charge of everything that happens, and everything that I get is through him. After I've reminded myself of that, now I continue on to all mitzvahs. That means that it's very nice, I believe in Hashem, but that's got to translate into something. So what that translates into is that you have to be mekabel on yourself the oil of mitzvahs, that I'm going to do what Hashem commands me to do. Now, the Alshech, over there in Devarim, has a merdek adiyak in the pasuk that it says, Im shamaya tishmu el mitzvoysai asher anoichi mitzave eschem hayoim. Listen, you gotta listen to the mitzvahs. What is it? La'avas Hashem alkechem. To love Hashem. I mean, that's very general. That doesn't seem to be all encompassing of all the mitzvahs. And even la'avdu b'chol levavchem, the Gemara says, is tefillah. Right? So, if this is where we're saying that there's a Kabbalah of oil mitzvahs, right? Why is it so specific here to Avas Hashem? It should be more general. Do all the mitzvahs that Hashem commands you to do. It's called Tar Kula. It's called, et cetera, et cetera. It's like there's a Hakdama, and then it leads off to do what? Avas Hashem. It seems to be, cutting back on what it was building up and leading you off this path to tell you, you got to do it, everything I'm about to tell you, be mekabel the all mitzvahs to do what? Have avas Hashem. It seems to be pulling back. As they frick the Alshech. So the Alshech says that, like this, he says, I'm going to give you the key that if there's one thing that you have to be mekabel, that through that Kabbalah, it will be nechshav that you are mekabel all mitzvahs. So he says that is that you will do the Ratzon Hashem out of Ava. Why? Because what's Ava? Ava is Shloya Manasakaba Pras. And the Rambam says, right? Ava, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, means, what does it mean to serve Hashem out of Ahava? It means Shloya Manasakaba Pras. That you do it. Is it here or is it in Hilchos Sodei Torah? He says that the Indian of Avos Hashem is that which you do the mitzvahs out of the Ava for Hashem, Shalei Amanas Lekabel Pras. Okay? So therefore, says the Al-Sheikh, Kol Zman, that you are doing the mitzvahs for yourself, because you want to get reward, so when it's not convenient for you, you may not do it. So what type of Kabbalah is that? You know, the Kabbalah all mitzvahs is Hashem. I'm getting a good salary. You know, it's worth the deal. You're paying me such good schar to do mitzvahs, which I enjoy doing anyway. It's kishmak. So that's not going to be a guarantee. That's not considered a full Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. Kabbalah's all mitzvahs is that you're doing it out of avas Hashem, because that's the Ratzon Hashem, and you're doing it shleim anas lekabel pras. That Kabbalah will be nechshav for you a Kabbalah sol mitzvahs, on all the mitzvahs. That's how he says it. It's a very nice pshat. Zeh klal gadol, ki ha'ish asher, these has this inyan. Ve'in sofek, if you have this, shalai tavay mitzvah liyadu, shalai asena. If this is your attitude, then of course you'll be makabal all the mitzvahs. So this is the simen on a person who's makabal all mitzvahs. Then he says a nice pshat. He says there, and this leads into the next point. Okay, we'll get to the next point. But, okay.
How is this a ha'av?
Well, this is the ava of you're doing the mitzvahs out of ava. That you should do the mitzvahs out of ahava. It's going on how you do it, right. It's not just, it's not in isolated mitzvahs, a mitzvah of ahava. It's the attitude in which you're doing the mitzvahs. Okay? This is his pshat, and that's how he learns the pasuk in the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs over here. Which is a very nice pshat. He uses this to explain the next hakdama that I wanted to talk about. The next hakdama is that the entire concept of this perek is very shver. Because the concept of it is that if you do mitzvahs, you'll get rewarded. If you won't do mitzvahs, you won't get rewarded. So first of all, that's kind of the opposite of what we just said from the Al-Sheikh. Because it seems like we're trying to incentivize you, do the mitzvah so they get rain. The whole point was to do it out of Ava, I thought. Number one. Number two is, I thought we also say schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. That you don't get schar mitzvahs in this world. So why all of a sudden do we say that if you do mitzvahs, you'll get rewarded? This question all the Rishonim deal with, and there's two basic mahalchim. The mahalch of the Ramban is that an individual will not get rewarded in this mitzvah, in this world for mitzvahs, but Klai Yisrael on a whole will be treated differently if they do mitzvahs. So you never find that a yachid is promised, oh, if you do well, your stocks, you'll make money. It doesn't say that. But it says if Klai Yisrael on a rabbin level, like we were medayik earlier, on the rabbin level, if Klai Yisrael is doing the mitzvahs, then the entire hashgacha will be different. The Klai Yisrael will be treated differently. That's the Ramban's mahalach. The Rambam's mahalach is different. The Rambam's mahalach is that this is not schar at all. This is together schar mitzvah mitzvah. What does it mean schar mitzvah mitzvah? It doesn't mean, obviously, all the Yisraelim say, that the reward for mitzvah is to do another mitzvah, because then you'll never get rewarded. It means that the reward, that aside for the schar from the mitzvah, you'll be granted opportunities to do more mitzvahs. And those things which get in the way of your ability to do mitzvahs will be taken away. So the ikuvim on mitzvahs will be taken away, and the opportunities to do more mitzvahs will be given to you. So a person will be granted health. Why? Because when they're sick, they can't learn. Right? And they'll be granted menuchsa nefesh because Hashem sees that he's using his time properly. So he'll be granted arichas yomim. Right? So it's not really the schar. It's just our Kadosh Baruch who sees that, whoa, you know, this person is using his blessings well, he's using his Olam Hazeh well, he's using his Gashmis well, he's doing what he's supposed to, he'll get more of it. That's the Rambam's Mahalach. So Zokta Alshech, Meredek Pshat, based on what he said, if you do mitzvahs out of Ava, it means you're doing it Shalom and Asakavo Pras. You're doing because it's the Ratzon Hashem. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you rain, which is not pras for the mitzvahs. And as you're doing the mitzvahs, not for reward. So therefore, I'm going to give you things extra, also not as reward. I'm just going to give it to you as extra credit. Meaning, like the Rambam, I'm going to give you extra things to make it easier because you're doing it out of Ava. But if you do everything tit for tat, you want to get, you know, you're doing the mitzvah to get reward. Okay, so you're going to get rewarded, then it's going to come off the cheshbon. Because, you know, you're looking, you know. So, you know.
Is that true? According to that, according to the Rambam, it would come out to you at the moment after the Kamal and you don't get
it. I don't know if the Rambam agrees to the Al-Sheikh, but I'm saying the Al-Sheikh is saying that. The Al-Sheikh is saying, he says, V'oz gam hu yizbarach yaseh shaloi. Shalo yitin lois matar artzoi derech pras, rak matona, v'nasati matar artzochem. Shalo yinak yashem shum schar mitzvah bedover, kasher hu loy osa manasakava pras. So it's a little bit different than the Rambam. The Rambam saying is that in general it's not a reward. Maybe the Al-Sheikh is saying it's a reward, but it's not going to come off the cheshbon because you did out of Ava, so you're going to get it out of Ava. Okay? So, something that the Al-Sheikh says is not like, you know, carries a lot of weight. It's not like, you know, there's not many more mefarshim on the Chumash that are more authentic than the Al-Sheikh. You know, the Rishonim.
I don't know if the Rambam holds of the Rambam, but if he did,
it could be the Al-Sheikh is a third pshat. I mean, it's similar to the Rambam, but it's like a third pshat. You know, in a sense, I guess. And as the Rambam is saying it's the schar for the tzibur. The Rambam saying it's not schar whatsoever. It's not schar at all, and it could work for a yochid as well. A yochid could be treated in such a way, and the Al-Sheikh is saying it's for someone that's almanas kabal pras doing it out of ahava. This is not really his main reward. This is an extra reward.
According to Ramban, is it possible that the Rabbim are getting a reward that's not necessarily there to facilitate doing more mitzvahs? Mm-hmm. Like it's just schar, pure schar.
It's pure schar, right. Now, it's a different type of hashgacha. It's a different type of hashgacha protest. Yeah, is it schar? Are they going to get the schar in Olam Haba? I'm not sure, but it's a different, different type of inyan. Now, just to say a shtickle Torah, about this. So we mentioned that the way the Ramban learns is Beloshen Rabbim over here, right? Instead from Tosis, Beloshen Rabbim. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Gemara Brachas, famous Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says, V'asafta d'ganecha, that you're going to have to go and gather your own grain. So the Gemara says, what about Korinth Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that says that when you're Eisen Ritzoyner Shalmakayim, Malach Toynasa Saideh Acherim, so you're not going to have to gather in your own grain, people will do it for you. So the Gemara says, this is talking about She'en Eitzen, this parak is talking about She'en Eisen Ritzoyner Shalmakayim. They're not doing the Ratzon of Malkum. So, Frak Toys Akasha, how could you say some at Ein Oysen Ratzon of Malkum if it says, V'hayim Shemaya Tishmael Mitzvaysa, Asher Anoichim Mitzvah Eschem Hayoim? It's talking about the people that are doing the mitzvahs. So, the Toys says, they're doing it, but Ein Oysen Ratzon of Kolkach. So, what is Kolkach? They're not doing it so much. So, the Marsha is Medayek, because it says that they're doing it that there's a the Marsha's Medak, there's a difference between the first parak and the second parak. The first parak says, V'chol avavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol ma'odecha. Over here it says, V'chol avavcha, v'chol avavcha, v'chol nafshecha, doesn't say v'chol ma'odchem. So the second parak is missing the v'chol ma'odchem. These people are not willing to serve Hashem v'chol ma'odecha. Means that they're willing to serve Hashem. When it comes to the Maisa, I gotta live also. You know, I gotta live also. Apparently, I gotta pay for my vacation to Orlando. You know, I gotta go meet everyone else there. So they're not willing to give up on the Chol Ma'odecha. Okay, so you're not willing to give up on Chol Ma'odecha. Then Vasafta Deganacha. Then you're gonna have to be troubled to get your own grain. Right? If you're the V'chol Ma'odchem type, then that's Nalach Tanasa Adachem, because you really would have been willing to do it without it. You were willing to give it all up for Hashem. And this is what we mentioned last time. That, you know, the Gemara says, why does it say V'chol Ma'odcha? Because it says, because there are people who would So he said, that doesn't make any sense. How can you have people that memoinim chavir leim megufan? If you ask someone, what, kill you or take away your money? So obviously you'll say, take away the money. So what do you mean, chavir leim megufan? So first of all, the Gaon says that's the only reason they're going to say that is because if you kill them, then you're killing them and taking away their money. Because once he dies, he has no money. If you take away the money, you're only taking away the money. But it's not because one is better than the other. It's just this is two, this is one. Because the person who dies also has no money. That's what the Goyin says. But the point is, B'chol Ma'idecha means that you may not be willing to give up all your money faster than all your nefesh. But maybe part of your money versus part of your nefesh, that people are willing to give up much quicker. So there are people chavam like mamoyin and yoyse megufam. So those people are not the v'chol ma'odchem. So those people have to ask if they're on the dog, and that's what Tosfos is saying. So just to add on to that, a very nice knach is that to be ma'isef a nice knach is that you know, according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is not talking. According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this is not talking about the people who are holding on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's level, right? They're not talking about the people that are melach tanais de'achem. So the Nefesh HaChaim is medayik what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, so what's better, to do like Rabbi Shimon, which means you should, you know, do your own dagon and do, you know, tayrim derech eretz, or to do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is to sit and have melach tanais de'achem. So which one is better? So the Gemara says, Har be'asu kirb shmol v'zeh also b'yadam, v'har be'asu kirb shim b'yachay v'loy also b'yadam. So in other words, seemingly the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Shmuel's mahalach is better. But the Nefesh HaChaim is medayik, it's only because it's, and the Biur Halacha brings it down, it's in Reish Nun Hei, that Kuf Nun Hei, that it's only, it's because harbe asur. A lot, it's not for the rabbim to do like Rabbi Yishmael, to do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only Yechidei Sekula reach that level. For the Yochid, harbe asur is Rabbi Yishmael is going to work. Harbe asur Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is not going to work. But for Yechidim, it works. So Zakt, I think it's the Brisker Rav, that's why it's very meduic, this whole thing. Then in the first parasha, when it says, V'chol ma'idecha, it's V'lash and Yochid. Because there's only Yechidim that could do the V'chol Ma'idecha Yid. And that's the Marshal's Diyak, that in the first parasha it says V'chol Ma'idecha, and that's for the Yochid. But in the second parasha, which we're saying is the Rishmol Yid, because he's not holding on the V'chol Ma'idecha, and he has to do his own Vasafta de Ganecha, there Taka says the Balashin Rabin. That's for the Rabin. The Rabin Taka are not holding like Rishim Ba'yachai. That's like, you know, a side shtickle, but it's nice. It's a nice daher in terms of the psukim, what we're talking about. Okay, okay. Now, okay. But the bottom line is that this parsha is telling us that if a person is mekabel upon themselves the old mitzvahs, if they mekabel upon themselves the old mitzvahs, then they will get these these brachas, because they're, again, they're not doing it for the, they're doing it out of ahava. They're using their brachas properly, you know, and therefore it's not going to come off the cheshbon. The mashal that I heard once, and I think it's a great mashal, you know, that this guy is on a you know, he's on an all expense business trip. You know, he's a business paying his, pays for him to travel somewhere, and you know, rent a car, the hotel, whatever. All of a sudden, you know, he comes back, and they the business charges him for the car rental for the hotel. So he says, I was on a business trip, and I rented the car. So you rented the car. What car did you rent? One second. You could have gotten away with the mid-sized sedan. You need to rent yourself the, you know, $300 a day car. So obviously you did it because you didn't rent it. That was not a business expense. So that's your own expense. That comes out of your own cheshbon. Which hotel did you take? Whatever you needed to get away with to do the job, that was what we were paying for. We weren't paying. And if you took the more expensive hotel, then you took the $500 a night hotel, you could have gotten the $100 a night hotel, you got to pay the whole $500, not just $400. Because it means the whole thing was for yourself. So that they, when a person is doing it for the purpose of the mitzvahs, then he gets it free. You get it, it's all expense paid, you know, because you're doing it for the purpose of doing more mitzvahs. But otherwise, it's held against you. Okay, now we can go through some of the words in the psukim, but this is the general concept of the beginning of this parasha. Okay, those are the main two hakdamos in order to understand the parasha. Now let's go through it a little bit. It says Vahaya im shamaya tishmeu el mitzvaysai. If you listen to the mitzvays, asher anochi mitzave eschem hayom, then I commend you today. And like we said, today means you're supposed to be mitzchadash alav kechadoshim, supposed to be constantly feeling like new, like you're getting a tzivui today. And like we said from Schwab, you're not doing the mitzvahs because you did it yesterday. You're supposed to be doing the mitzvahs because you're excited to do it today, and you got the command today. La'avas Hashem elokeichem ula'avdai. You should do it out of love of Hashem. This we just finished discussing. Okay, so what's going to happen if you do that? I'm going to give you a rain. Rav Steinman brings from the Sefer Charedim an unbelievable Indian here. That it says, Ula'avdai b'chol ulavavchem. And he says here, the Sefer Charedim writes, that there's a mitzvah saseh, that when you're oyver Hashem, it has to be b'chol ulavavchem, with all of your kavana. So he says, that if you do a mitzvah with half-baked kavana, then even though you fulfill the mitzvah, you're mevatel the asay of ula'avdai b'chol ulavavchem. So, because you're not being oyved b'chol ulavavchem. To the degree, he says, that if you didn't do the mitzvah at all, then you're mevatel the asay of the mitzvah. But you're not mevatel the asay ula'avdai b'chol ulavavchem, because I'm not being oyved with half my life. I'm not being oyved at all. That's not this inyan. There's a special asay, ula'avdai b'chol ulavavchem, that when you do avodas Hashem, it should be b'chol ulavavchem, with the full kavanah, and it's not b'chol ulavavchem, then there's a bittle of this asay. That's the Sefer Charedim says, big chiddush. But anyway, then it says, v'nasati netar artzachem b'itoy, I will give the rain in its proper time. Yoyro, Malkush has different types of rains, and you will get v'asafta d'ganecha v'sirushcha v'yitzarecha. So there's a few things in this passage. First of all, it says, v'nasati netar artzachem, the matar of your land. So Rav Steinman's medayik here, very interesting dig. It should say, "V'nasati matar le'artzachem." I will give you rain to your land. right? Matar Artzachem sounds like your Aretz has Matar to it. Furthermore, it says, I'll give it to you Be'ito, in its time. When it's time? I mean, who says you're going to get the rain to begin with? So I'll give it to you Ube'ito, maybe, like an extra Bach. First of all, you're going to get it. Second of all, you get it at the right time. He doesn't ask that kasha, but Luchar, it's the same thing. So, he says that the pshat is based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Geshmaka pshat, because really every land already Rosh Hashanah time got a gzera how much rain you're going to get. So everyone's, you're going to get that rain. The question is, that's why it's matar artzachem. It's the matar of your land. It's the matar that was already paskin you're going to get. The question is it going to develop into fruits? Is it going to be given at the right time? Is it all going to be anyway in the summer when it's useless? Because stuff needs to grow in the winter, right? So it's not going to help you in the summer or whatever. Is it going to be of use or is that, and that's the hemshech. And therefore you'll be able to gather the grains and the tirish and the yitzar. So in other words, the point is that there was a gzeira that you're supposed to get rain, the bracha is that it should come at the right time and it should produce the fruit that it's able to produce. That's the bracha. Now, the Alshech over here has another great diak. He says, why is the beginning of the pasuk b'lashon rabim and the end of the pasuk b'lashon yachid? V'nasati matar artzachem b'itoy. I'm going to give the collective eretz land, rain. V'asafta digonecha, and you'll get your dagon and your tirosh and your yitzar. It should say v'asaftem digonechem, like it said. So the answer is like that, exactly. Look, everyone's going to get rain. Hashem's not going to make it, you know, how like sometimes in Florida you have that. That out this door it's raining, in the front it's sunny, you know? But people are going to get land, and people are going to all get rain. But don't think that everyone's going to end up being prosperous equally. Because it's going to be according to your ma'asim. So therefore, each person will get the dagon that he deserves to get, and will grow for him appropriately. So therefore, he says, right? In kozeh atzlochas hamata besadis ruvein kasher besadis shimon rakli ish kamaseu. Everyone's going to get exactly what they deserve. Okay. And even if everyone does a mitzvah, he says, it depends how you did the mitzvah. Did you do b'simcha, not b'simcha, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So therefore he says, every person's going to get their own tirosh, their own yitzar, their own thing. Now, by the way, it's an interesting diak also. It makes sense to say v'asafta, your dagon. But then it says you'll be ma'asif, your tirosh, which is your wine, and your yitzar, your oil. You're not ma'asif oil. You ma'asif grapes and you make, you know, you olives and you make oil. You ma'asif grapes and you make wine. So you're not ma'asif tirish or yitzar. So it's a little bit strange that it says that, but I guess I think the point is that it's part of the bracha that the asif, the hardest part is going to be the asifa. You'll be able to get it, but it's going to be so easy. And it's going to lend itself so quickly. They're going to be high quality grapes and high quality, olives that will right away be able to be turned into and processed into oil or wine. And oil, wine, and grains are the three minim, which are chayv and truma midrai. So those are the three staples, really, right? Grain is what satiates you. Wine is misameach. And oil is what you use to make food tasty. It's like a spice. So it's really unnecessary. You can't live without grain, but you could live without wine and oil. But even the wine and the oil, which is really extra, there's an emphasis on that, that you'll get that as well. Okay? So, I think he says, The Gemara also that that it's a, the okay, and the Nasati Asev Besod Choliv Hemtecha. I'll even give you a na, you know, the what to feed your animals with, which is another bracha. Your animals even will be able to have, and it'll be Liv Hemtecha. You know, foreign animals will not come in and take the stuff from your field. V'achalta v'savata, and you will be. You will eat and you will be satiated, meaning that's also a bracha. Sometimes you can eat and not be satiated. You don't feel like you had enough. So here you'll eat and you'll be satiated, and that's another further bracha. Okay? So basically, this is the point over here is that a person does these mitzvahs with the kavana that he's doing it to serve Hashem, then all of these brachas are going to come naturally, and the person will have what they need, etc., etc. The challenge is going to be when a person forgets about Hashem, and a person ends up thinking it for themselves and uses it for themselves, then Hashem is going to end up taking it back away, and he's going to end up having to take it all away, because we don't really deserve it. I just want to share one dick, you know, it's a little out of order, we're really stopping now, but just a dick that I saw, in case I forgot to say it next week, I want to say it now, because it's a great dick. A few psukim later, it says, V'chara af Hashem b'chem, Hashem's going to be angry, and he's going to stop the land, you're going to end up being lost from the land, that Hashem gives you. So it should have said, "Asher Hashem nasan lachem," that Hashem gave you, because the point is, I'm throwing you off the land, right? Hashem saying, "I'm going to throw you off the land that I gave you." So the idea is that really, we have to remember that Hashem is constantly giving us the land. That was exactly the problem. The problem is that we didn't realize that it was a constant gift from Hashem. We didn't realize that it was really Hashem noisein lachem. Hashem didn't give it to us then. And it was, well, I gave it to you, and now you got too comfortable. That was the haguf for the problem. The problem was you didn't realize that Hashem is giving it to you constantly, and you have to earn it constantly, and realize why you're getting this gift. You're only getting it to use it for mitzvahs. Now you're abusing it. So Hashem says, I can't continue to give it to you. That's the point. It's not that I gave it to you once and I'm kicking you off. No, I'm giving it to you. Are you taking it or not? What are you doing with it? So that diak brings out the point that really the idea is that it's a question of what you're using it for. It's not a question of schar. And if you're using it properly, then Hashem will continue to give it to you. It's Hashem. Okay. Fine.